Hello, and welcome to the Dialogue on Dialogue podcast. In 1956, Earl Nightingale recorded The Strangest Secret, launching a new era in self-improvement. Over his lifetime, he created thousands of radio and audio programs exploring success, purpose, and meaning. This project is my personal reflection on those ideas, what they meant then, and how they apply now, as I work to put them into practice and invite you to come along for the ride.
Episode 35, Business and Entrepreneurship. As Earl Nightingale reminds us, people don't need to be educated nearly as much as they need to be reminded. This series is about remembering the truths we probably already know and learning how to live them. This week's episodes are brought to us by Good Time Gary over at the Probst Group. Most people don't spend much time thinking about or talking about their industrial water systems. And that's probably for the best. Because if you did, we might have questions for you. Uncomfortable questions. And your friends would probably be looking for ways to get out of that conversation. That's where Good Time Gary over at the Probst Group comes in. They handle the parts of industrial water systems that most of us, hopefully, prefer not to think about. They clean the crap out of water. If you have questions about your system or concerns you'd rather not Google, you can give Gary a call. He will almost certainly know what to do. This is a satirical ad. No one is paying me nothing for this. Although, if they were, I would probably say the same thing. Today's episode is a shorter one, but it packs a powerful mindset shift, especially for anyone who has ever considered going into business for themselves. Earl begins with a blunt but clarifying reminder. If a person does not like what he's getting, he should look to what he's giving. If you're unhappy with your work, or our income, or our situation, the first place to look for improvement isn't outward, it's inward. What value are you contributing? What problems are you solving? What effort are you actually putting in? That question alone reframes responsibility in a way that's both uncomfortable and empowering. Earl then encourages us to shift how we see the people we encounter every day. When you interact with others at work, in business, or in passing, imagine that they could be the next Abraham Lincoln or some other great leader who defied the norms and went on to achieve something extraordinary. That mindset challenges how we show up. It encourages respect, curiosity, and generosity, qualities that matter deeply in business and in leadership. Next, Earl talks about the idea or the concept of minimum wages and maximum wages, pointing out that these ideas are nothing new. What business owners understand, often the hard way, is that there really is no such thing. Entrepreneurs don't work until the clock strikes five. No. They work until the work is done. They put in long hours, not because they're forced to, but because they're serving the customer and growing the business, and it demands it. The business owner accepts responsibility, not just for their own success, but for the success of the enterprise itself. Earl also addresses fears around automation, fears that existed even in his time. His point is simple. Business owners must embrace technology to stay competitive. Those who resist it don't preserve their livelihood, they lose it. progress doesn't wait. The industries that fail to adapt eventually disappear. From there, Earl moves directly into entrepreneurship. He makes it clear that before starting a business, a person must learn the rules of the industry. Just as a chess grandmaster would easily defeat someone who doesn't know the rules, experience matters. Earl outlines two key qualities of entrepreneurial success. The first, expertise. You need to understand the field that you're working in deeply. If you don't, work in it for several years before starting your own business. And second, enjoyment. You must genuinely enjoy the work because enjoyment is what sustains you through the long hours, the uncertainty, and the setbacks. Entrepreneurs are often people who are simply not wired to work for someone else forever. They tend to be restless. They risk takers and a strong sense of direction and a willingness to bet on themselves. So, until next time, remember, the answers are older than we are and just as relevant today.